Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Jim McGovern, we trust you to tell us what really happened in Massachusetts in the primaries.
Well, you know, the voters made their choices, and you know, now we need to, you know, get prepared for the general election. You know, I think in the governor's race, I think, you know, people have known Martha Coakley for a long time, and I think they want to give her a second chance, and, you know, and I think she'll be a great governor. But I, you know, I also think Steve Grossman and, you know, and Berwick would have been great governors as well. So, and then, you know, my colleague in Congress, John Tierney, lost his primary last night, which on a personal level is disappointing to me. John and I both got elected the same year in 1996, so we're of the same class, and I think he's been an incredibly good and effective member of Congress, and he's been a champion on issues of affordable college education and so many other education-related issues. I think we have to get. I'm looking forward to getting to know Seth Moulton, who defeated him, who will be a Democratic standard bearer. But I think it's important that we hold on to that seat because if not, we give John Boehner one more vote, and I don't think that's what the people of Massachusetts want.
And Jim McGovern, what's the lesson that comes out of the Tierney loss?
Well, there are a lot of factors that contributed to his defeat last night. I think part of me thinks that some of the voters in his district, again, these are Democratic voters, maybe just got weary and tired because he's been through a lot the last couple of years. He went through a very tight election last time around. There's been some controversy around his wife's brothers and it's just been constant, and I think that maybe had more to do with his loss than anything else. I think some voters may have felt that his opponent might have a better chance of defeating the Republican in the fall, and made a choice that way. But everybody in that district who I've ever talked to have always had nothing but good things to say about John Tierney, his constituent service, you know, his leadership. But I think all these other things that really had nothing directly to do with his job as a congressman, I think they began to weigh him down. I think it was just too much. I've known him for a long time. He's my friend. And on a personal level, I'm very sad about it because I think we've lost a good member of the delegation. But politics is a tough business, and just like in this governor's race, somebody prevails and somebody doesn't, and you need to get behind the person who won, and we'll do that with Seth Moulton, and look forward to welcoming him as a new member of the delegation next year.
So I wanted to ask you something. Massachusetts, of course, is the bluest of blue states, and yet I live there, as you know, and the state tends to, every once in a while, elect a Republican governor. What's that about?
Well, I think on these statewide races, Massachusetts voters, tend to vote based on the individual candidate when it comes to, governor's races in particular, and kind of party affiliation doesn't seem to matter as much as it does in the congressional or Senate races.
Sure.
And the Republicans in Massachusetts, to be fair, are not the same as the Republicans down here in Washington. They're not fire-breathing Tea Party types. Bill Weld and, Paul Cellucci,
sure,
and Jane Swift, they tended to be more kind of moderate Republicans, if I guess that's probably the best way to characterize it. So the ideological differences aren't as sharp as they are down here in Washington.
But
having said that, look,
yeah,
I think Martha Coakley has been an outstanding attorney general. I think she would have been a great United States senator, certainly a hell of a lot better than Scott Brown. And I think she will be a great governor of the Commonwealth.
So if a Republican gets elected, they're not going to vote for John Boehner, obviously, which is a very powerful argument, it seems to me, that you've made before. But does it make a difference in Massachusetts?
Well, I think there are differences, and there are important differences. I think Deval Patrick has been more a friend of working families and of those struggling to get into the middle class than his predecessors have. I think his focus on, the issues that he is focused on, whether it's renewable energy or whether it's, supporting our manufacturing base or, supporting an increase in the minimum wage. I think those are things that we would not expect a Republican governor, no matter how moderate they want to call themselves, would have the same, support for. And so there are differences. There are differences. There's no doubt. And believe me, I think there is a big, there are big differences between Charlie Baker and Martha Coakley. I know Charlie Baker. I like Charlie Baker personally. But there's no way I'm going to vote for him because he doesn't represent, the things that I think are most important. And I think we need a governor that really is out there fighting for working people every day and not just giving big business whatever it wants. And I think Martha Coakley, has a stronger sense of justice and a stronger sense of, of fairness. And I think those are important qualities.
Now, she didn't get endorsed by the Democratic establishment. Obviously, they remembered the Senate loss, and they went for Grossman. At least one newspaper suggested, you better watch out because now she may take her revenge. Do you sense any of that?
No, I don't believe that. I mean, like I said, Berwick, Grossman, and Coakley were all. Are all incredible people, are all incredible candidates. And Martha Coakley, she's putting herself through this. Again, this is not an easy ordeal, to run for office. With all the, the blowback she got after she lost her race to Scott Brown, it's not easy to kind of come back and face all that all over again. But she's doing this because she loves the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. She cares deeply about the people here, and she wants to make a difference. I mean, I think she's entered politics for all the right reasons, and I would be very proud to have her as our governor. And I'm gonna do everything I can to help her win.
Congressman Jim McGovern, Massachusetts 2nd District Democrat, in office since 1997. Jim, we love having you on. When we come back the next time, I want to talk to you about ISIS. Okay.